Nesechtes Bab Basra, Daf Yud Zayin, the last line of Daf Zayin and Beis, and the Gemara discussed the Pasuk of Hashem Be'echas Avram Bakol, and we brought seven different Pshatim in that Pasuk. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Shleisha Timin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'ilu Mazeh, Me'ina Ilum Abba, that there are three that lived in this world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a taste of Bo'ilu Abba while they were still Bo'ilu Mazeh. We continue on Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph, Elohein, and these are the three, Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov, and how do we know? Avram D'Chsebei, B'negei Avram, it says in Pashas Chayesara, V'Avram Zokin Boba Yomim, V'Hashem Berichs Avram Bakol, and Yitzchok D'chsib Bei Mikol, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Toldos, then when Esav came to bring food to Yitzchok after Yaakov already beat Esav, and the Pasuk states, V'yechred Yitzchok Korod Gedeila Admaoid, V'yomim Mi Efa Hu Atzad Zayed, V'yovali V'ochel Mikol, B'terem Tavoy V'avacheu, Gam Baruch Yia. Finally, Yaakov D'chsib Bei, and B'negei Yaakov, it says in the Pasuk in Vayishlach, that Yaakov said to Esav, and Rashi says that by the fact that it says Bakol Mikol Kol, therefore it must be that they actually had a taste of Olam Haba, that there was no Taiva that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov did not receive. We actually reference this in benching when we ask our Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should bench us, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, just like he benched Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Bakol Mikol Kol. I am top tastes on that Yudayim Rao. Since the Gemara in Daf Tes Bavam Beis stated, "Vasonis Royis Al Yedeim Melamish Shetimakosh Baruch Hu Me'in Leilam Haba," the Yishleim and Tesis answered, "The Eiv Lehoyel B'Chad Milsa." That although Eiv had this bracha and had a taste of Leilam Haba, that was only with one idea. Vavram Yitzchok V'Yakov Nenu Me'in Leilam Haba Mikol V'Kol. The Gemara continues, "Shleish Leishalop and Yitzhara," that there were three that the Yitzhara did not have any dominion over, and even though they certainly had a Yitzhara, but they were able to beat and defeat the Yitzhara and Elohim, and once again Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. This refers to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. The Chsibuhu Bakol Mikol Kol. The Yeshayim and some say after David that the Yitzhara did not have shlita over David HaMelech. The Chsib as the pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Kuftas states V'libi Chol B'Kirbi, that my heart, referring to the Yitzhara, died within me, and the Yitzhara no longer has any shlita over me. The Gemara is V'idach and the other man the Amrim that do not include David, and they only say that this refers to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So what do they do with the Pasuk and Tehillim of B'li B'chol B'kirbi? And the Gemara states, Sari Hu D'Kamitka, that David HaMelech was just bemoaning the fact that he had so many troubles and so much tsar, that at this point he was immune to any pain and suffering as he suffered so much. And as Rashi states, Sari Hu D'Kamitka, Alibon Mamish Hu Mistraim Vo'ima, Shemes B'kirboi Me'rev Tsareis. The Gemara continued, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Shishal Sholo Ben Malach HaMavis, there were six people in the world that were not killed by the Malach HaMavis, and instead were killed through Nishika, Be'iluhin, Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Moshe Aaron Umiriam. And the Gemara explains, Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, how do we know that Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov died through the Misa of Neshika? D'chsibuhu B'kol Mikol Kol, since it says the Lashon B'kol Mikol Kol, and as Rashi states, L'chasru Shum Kavod, that they weren't lacking any Kavod, U'mitzinu Kavod Zeb Moshe V'Aaron, and as we will see, that this honor was bestowed upon Moshe and Aaron, Shenem Ben Al Pi Hashem, V'im Elu Mesa Al Yidei Malach HaMavis, Nimsa Shechasru Kavod, and if Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov would die through the Malach HaMavis, then they would be lacking this Kavod. And the Braisa continues, Moshe Aaron and Miriam, that how do we know that Malach HaMavis did not have shlita over Moshe Aaron and Miriam? And the Gemara explains, the Chsib Hu, as it says, B'negei Moshe and Aaron, the Loshen al Pi Hashem, and it states, B'negei Aaron in Pashas Masai, Vayal Aaron HaKoyen al Har Har al Pi Hashem, Vayom Hashem B'shnas HaBoyim, let's say, B'negei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, B'chodesh HaChemishi B'echad HaChodesh, and B'negei Moshe Rabbeinu in Pashas V'zei Sabracha, the Pasuk states, Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem, B'eretz Moyev al Pi Hashem, and we see that their Misa was al Pi Hashem, and through Neshika, and Amar Abelezer, Miriam Namim, but Neshika Mesa, Miriam also died through Mises Neshika from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Asya Sham Sham Moshe, and we learned this from Xer Shava of the word Sham that states B'negei Moshe, and it also states the word Sham B'negei Miriam, and as we saw, B'negei Moshe, the Pasuk stated, Vayom Hashem Moshe, Eved Hashem, and B'negei Miriam, the Pasuk in Chuka states, Vayvo B'nei Yisrael, Kol Eidah Midbatzin, B'chodesh Rishon, Vayesha V'am B'chodesh, V'tamash Sham Miriam, V'tikav Hashem, and the Gemara is bothered, U'mpli Mali, Nemba Api Hashem, if the Torah mentioned the words Api Hashem, both by Aaron and Moshe, so we see that the Torah did not make Gzeir Shava between Moshe and Aaron, so why Dafka B'negei Miriam did the Torah teach us that her Misa was B'neshika through Gzeir Shava? The Gemara explains, Shekhnaya Dovalema, as it's improper to actually say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kissed Miriam, and therefore the Torah says it through Gzeir Shava. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Shivalei Shol Ben Rim V'Seileya, there were seven people in the world, and worms and maggots did not have shlita over their bodies, V'Eluhin, Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, or Binyamin, Ben Yaakov. Once again, the Gemara brings Makaris, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Dechsibahu, Bakol, Mikol, Kol, and therefore, since this would apply to anyone in this world, then Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had to have this covered. And Rashi is Gurus, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, Kidamaron, and Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam is as we stated, and as Rashi states, Kidamaron, Shemesa, Pishchina, that since Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam died through the Shchina, Bein Rui, Rimalishleipim, Mishinashik, Mishchina, and therefore, worms don't affect someone that died through a kiss of the Shchina. As the reason why worms have an effect on a person's body if they die is because of the Sama Mavis that's on the sword of the Malach HaMavis that's left on a person. The Amamara, as we learned in Masech Tzavay Zorah, Mimena Meis, Mimena Masriach, Mimena Panamarikais. And the Gemara continues with the Makar that Binyam Ben Yaakov was Lashalapai Rim Veseleia, as the Siv, as the Pasuk in Vizay Sabracha states, Ul Binyamin Omar, Yedid Hashem Yishkel Levetach Olav. Moshe Rabbeinu said regarding Binyamin that he is beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he will dwell securely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi explains, Hachi Dorish Lei Yishkan Binyamin Levetach Asmichas Yedidis Hashchina. The Gemara continues, V'yeshemim, and some say, Af David, that Rimu V'seleia did not affect David. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Hillim says, Apisari Yishkan Levetach, and that's a similar lashon to the Pasuk we brought in V'zei Sabracha of Yishkan Levetach Alav. The Gemara states, V'idach, and the other man, the Amra, that argues on the Yeshemim and doesn't hold that David was one of the ones that did not have Rimu V'seleia. And even though David stated, Af Pesari Yishkan Levetach, Hahu Rachme Hu Dekabayi, it was only David asking this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it actually did not come to fruition, and David was affected by Rimu V'seleia. And I intend to ask Shivish Leitzalto by Rima, Tamler Ashba, the Kul Tzadikim Nami, that all Tzadikim are not affected by Rimu V'seleia, as the Gemara Masech the Shabbos tells us, V'rekav Atzom is Kina, Mishyesh Lekina Belibay Atzmeisim Nekavim, Vishen Kina Belibay in Atzmeisim Akivin, and Tesis answers V'yishlema, the Yochalias, that it is possible Shli Yikav, that although its Tzadik's body won't rot, however V'yishle by Rima, and even so Rimu V'seleia will have Shlita on the body, Kedam V'meister Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon V'aseiches HaPeilim, the Nafik Richsha Me'udnei, where there was a worm that came out of his ear, and we see that his body did not actually rot, and his body did not decompose, as he still had an ear, and even so, the worm came out of his ear. And Ayin and Taisa Shleish Leshalop in Yitzhara, which goes back to a previous Gemara, and Taisa states, Ein L'Fayr Shleishal Klal, Dem Kein Hechel Kibbul Olay Agra, and if so, then how would they receive any reward? Taisa explains, Ela Kad Oma, and it's similar to the Gemara Masech Zuma that states, Ma'idach Siv, Ragli Chassid of Yishmar, Kivin Sh'adva Adam, Rav Shneis of Leichata, Shuv Ein Echaita, Hachinami, Kivin Shura HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shadechin Atzman Kol Kach, Lisrachik Min Avera, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that they were trying to hold themselves back from Avera, Sayyam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikan Ve'ilach, Shalishalot Ben Yitzhara, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them, that in the future, the Yitzhara was not able to prevail over them, and as we know, Abol Atayim, Messiah Yisai, and the Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanim, we learned in the Braisa, Abol Mesu Be'itav Shal Nachash, there were four people in the world that only died because of the Eitz of the Nachash, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geiza, Misa La'ilam, and otherwise they wouldn't have died because they were tzaddikim and they didn't do any averis. And as Rashi says, "Be'itav shel nachash, ba'tzasa shel nachash, klima lo yiruin lamos el shenigzu gzeis misa kol toydeisiv shel adam rishain ba'tzasa shel nachash." Gemara tells us, "Ve'eluhem binyam ben Yaakov ve'amra mavi Moshe ve'yishai avi David ve'kila ben David." The four are Binyamin, the son of Yaakov, Amram, who was the father of Moshe, Yishai, who was the father of David, and Kila, who was the son of David. Ve'kula Gemara, and all of them are Kabbalah. Lebar Yishai Avi David, aside from Yishai, who was the father of David, Mefarish Beikra, which is Mefarish in the Pasuk, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk states, in Melachim Beis, Besamasa, Somav Shalom, Tachas Yev, Alatzava, Vamasa, Ben Ish, Ushma Yisrael, Yisraeli, Ashebala, Vagail, Bas Nachash, Achaisturia, Eim Yoyev. And when Avshalom rebelled against David, he appointed Amasa as the general instead of Yoyev, and Amasa was the son of a person whose name was Yisrael Yisraeli. Yisrael Yisraeli was married to Avigail, who was the daughter of the Nachash, and Avigail was the sister of Suria, and Suria was the mother of Yoyev, and therefore Amasa was the cousin of Yoyev. And the Gemara states, V'chi bas Nachashi, how can we say that Avigail was the daughter of Nachash, V'aloi bas Yishai, she was actually the daughter of Yishai, and she was David's sister, Dichsiv, and as the Pasuk tells us in the Riyamim, when talking about Yishai, V'achiyasei and Suria b'Avigail, and Suria and Avigail were sisters, and they were the daughters of Yishai. Therefore the Gemara states, when it says that it was Avigail bas Nachash, it was bas Mish, a mes be'itio shel Nachash, that she was the daughter of the person that only died because of the Eitz of Nachash, and therefore we see that Yishai actually didn't do any averus, and he only died because of the Eitz of the Nachash, and because of the Chet of Adam Rishayin, Hadron L'Chashutvim, Hadron L'Chashutvim, Hadron L'Chashutvim. and we continue with the new parak and with the new Mishnah. And parak lo yachbo will discuss the concept of achokas nizokin, which means that in many cases where something could cause a hezek to someone, then there's a chiyuv to keep that item away from the other person and to distance that item away from the other person's assets. And before we begin with the Mishnah, let us point out that on daf chafei mabez, the Mishnah will bring a machlekes between the chacham and Rabbi Yosi, and this machlekes will be very important for us to understand while learning our gemaras. As in general, the chacham hold alamazik l'chacher kasatzmai, that even in a case where the mazik is actually not to be mazik someone, be a dayim at this moment, and the hezek will only happen at a later point, the mazik still has to distance himself from the nizik, and he has the responsibility to make sure that the nizik ultimately does not get damaged. However, Rabbi Yosi holds that generally a person could use his assets in any way that he wants, even though at some later point it may damage his friend's property. However, as we will see, even Rabbi Yosi agrees to Tana Kama in a case where it's giri delay, meaning that the mazik is directly damaging the nizik, then in that case, even Rabbi Yosi agrees that the mazik has a responsibility to distance himself from the nizik and not cause damage to the nizik. And based on this haktama, let us begin our Mishnah. And the Mishnah states, Lo yachba adam bar samach l'bayir shel chaveri, the Reuven is not allowed to dig a pit which is close by to the pit of his friend. And similarly, v'lo shiach v'lo ma'ara v'lo amas hamayim v'lo nevreches kevsin, Reuven is also not allowed to dig a shiach or ma'ara or amas hamayim or nevreches kevsin, which we will explain in a moment. Elim kain hechak b'kaisle shechaveri shleish etvachim v'sad besid, unless he distances his bar shiach ma'ara amas hamayim or nevreches kevsin away from his friend's bar by three tvachim. And in addition, he has to apply lime to the walls of his pit or to his shiach ma'ara amas hamayim or nevreches kevsin. And Rashi explains, a bar is a pit that's round, a shiach is orch v'kotzer, it's long and narrow, ma'ara is mekur b'kiroi, it has a roof on top of it and it's enclosed structure, and amas hamayim we know is an irrigation canal, and nevreches kevsin, Rashi explains, chayfech chafirim ruvaris po'imik amo yosa, that a person will dig a square ditch that's only an amma deep or a little bit more, will make a shum miskansibol l'chabes b'gadeim, and then they would gather rainwater in there in order to wash the begadim and wash the clothing, v'hoylem shtayim, and there were two such pits that people use when they were doing laundry. Number one, achash shesherim b'asa begadim yoyim yomayim b'tzoyes klovim v'hi kuyu mechamtzim b'gemara, and in the first pit they would soak their clothing in a detergent in order to pre-treat the clothing, and v'achash shemeshavshim ba, and they then would move the clothing into the second pit, and in that pit they would scrub the clothing in order to clean the clothing. We will teach nevreches kevsin as a launderer's pool. And keep in mind, although when we learned the Mishnah, we learned it as v'sad besid, then not only do you have to machrik a kaisel from your friend's pit by three tvachim, but you also have to coat your pit with lime. However, in the Gemara on the top of Daf Yotessim and Aleph, the Gemara will ask, v'sad besidran oy dilma oy sad besidran. And the Gemara will be pashit that v'sad besidran, that definitely we will learn that you have to coat your pit with lime, and it's not either or. And we shall discuss what is the reason that you have to distance your bar from your friend's bar. And Rashi states, Elim came, epresha chafira smuchel ba, machleshes kaisle ba, umirapa isan, that when someone digs a bar, even though they're digging the bar in their own rishus, it's still weakening the karka of their friend's field, and is therefore weakening the walls of your friend's pit. And as Rabbeinu Geshem states, mishum de kumirapa le la'ari, umikalka le bayrei. However, let's see the first tesis in the perek, lo yachba, kolhani ayri de ispu maya, that all the cases of the Mishnah are talking about scenarios where there's water in this structure. When the Mishnah speaks about a bar shiach ma'ara and amas hamayim and nevreches kevsin, in all cases there is water. The time mishum matunta, and the hezek that you will cause your friend is based on seepage of the water out of your structure and based on the moisture that is in the structure, and that will cause damage to your friend's bar. And Taisa states, kinamrinim b'gemara, as we will see that the Gemara will bring this idea of matunta on daf yutes, and Taisa is v'teim aluri, that the Gemara on daf yutzayin on beis will bring a loshin that kol ma'aramar the kamachis kam rapis lola aroi, that every time that you dig with your hoe, that will cause a vibration and that will cause damage to your neighbor's property. L'chayr, this loshin is mashma like Rashi and not like the pshat of Taisis. And Taisis explains, that the only thing that the Gemara is trying to prove is that from the moment that you dig your pit, that is when the hezek begins. And since there is some hezek that occurs immediately, therefore it's considered giri delay and moed rabbeisi, and therefore rabbeisi is moed to dachamim, and therefore our Mishnah is not only going to lefida chacham that we mentioned in that gemara, but even according to shitas rabbeisi, umiu lav mishumaya lo yitzur chachokel gimel tvachim, and even so, if it would only be based on the vibrations, then you would not need a of Gimel Tvachim. However, once you're in any case obligated to move your hezek based on the fact that you're causing damage to your friend's property because of the vibrations, therefore the Rabbanan said you have to move the bar 3 Tvachim away from your friend's bar, and you also must coat your bar with lime. And certainly the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin Beis works out better according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Geshem. However, Lamaisa, if the reason why you have to move your bar away from your friend is because of the vibrations, so L'chir, why would you have to coat your bar with Sid, and how would that help if you already caused the damage by digging the bar? And the Mefarshim discussed this point in detail. In addition, let's keep in mind that according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Geshem, that certainly the case of Bar Shiach and Ma'ara would apply even in a case where there was no water in the Bar Shiach and Ma'ara, and even so, you can chayiv lahachik because it's causing damage to your friend's bar based on your digging and based on vibrations. And the Shailas Tshuvas Maril points out that when the Mishnah gave a share of Shleisha Tvachim, that Kol Shiur Chacham Kenu, Kamoy Kolanei Achokas Delo Yachbar, Afagav Zimnin Hava Havloi Matunta Tuva, the Zimnin Wut, El Shiur Chachamim De Behem Sogi, L'Chol HaYosa, and the Chacham gave the share as the maximum share that you require, and they require this across the board. And the second Taisis in the Perek, in Diba Masach Lo Shiach V'Lo Mara, Taisis points out that it's Lav Davka Shiach Mara, and Behu Adin Charitzim Ben Itzin, and even if it's a smaller hole in the ground, V'Hani Nokat Agabar, and the reason why we only speak about a Shiach Mara, because we were speaking about a bar, the B'chol Mokam Rokal Lishna is Shiach Mara B'Hadi Bar, as it's quite standard that when a Mishnah speaks about a bar, it speaks about a Shiach Mara as well. Taisis continues that even though our Mishnah speaks about a Amas Amayim and Reches HaKoyfsin, Zok Taisis, Amas Amayim and Reches HaKoyfsin, Dein Rogel HaShinayis and Gabi Bar, Mepharash B'Gemara, the Tzrichet Havayu, the Gemara will explain why we need both of these cases. And Taisis continues, Miu Holoi Mepharash, Amayi Holoi HaVishamin Luhumi Bar, the Gemara doesn't explain why we would not understand the Din of Amas Amayim and Reches HaKoyfsin from the fact that we speak about a bar in our Mishnah. Taisis himself explains, the Matzal Meima, the Bar V'Shiach, the Amukun Tvei, that a bar in a Shiach, which is very deep, and generally a bar was 10 Tvachim deep, Boy HaKoka Shloisha, they need a chok of 3 tvachim, aval hanach delei mikra kulihai, but an amas hamayim and a reches hakosin, which is not as deep, and by definition, the amas hamayim was generally an amah deep, and as we stated from Rashi, an reches hakosin was also much more shallow. So hava mina delei boi hachok shloisha, we would think that you would not even need to be machik for 3 tvachim, and the share would be less. V'itona hadi, and if we would speak about the case of amas hamayim and a reches hakosin, hava mina de bar v'shiach da miki tvei, boi hachok yesim yigimol, we would have had a hava mina that a burn shiach that are much deeper would require a chaka that is more than 3 tvachim, kamash blan, that in all cases the maximum required a chaka is 3 tvachim. And the Mishnah continues, Machik and Sagefes vesa zevel vesa melech vesa sid vesa sloim mena kesel shechaveri shleisha tvachim visar besid. And as Rashi points out, the reason for the chaka of all these items is based on the fact that they actually cause a lot of heat to be generated. As Rashi says, shekol ilu koshen lechimah shemitzi in hevel, and because they produce a lot of heat, therefore they will be bared for a wall, and that's why you have to move these items away from your actual wall by 3 tvachim. And Rashi states, Mina Kaisel, Kaisel Vanim Shotit, Habani al Gabi Kaka, that we're talking about a brick wall that's built on top of the Kaka, Vilab Boyer Koyashta, and we're not talking about a case where these items are being placed next to your friend's bar. What are these items that are Maitzi Hevel? Rashi explains, Gefes, Psebus Zasim, Shinetz Asu Besabad, this is the pulp of the olives that were already pressed in your olive press, and Zevel is, of course, fertilizer, Melch is salt, Sid is lime, and during the process of making lime, it actually causes a lot of heat to develop. Rashi states, Sloyim is avonim shah or yitzimahen shakurin coals, and this is referring to coals, and some explain that this is referring to a flintstone, which has sparks that come out of the stone. Keep in mind that we were gurus in our Mishnah, visad besid, and even though the Gemara will say that certainly in this case, there is no requirement to do both, the only requirement is either to distance these items from your friend's wall, or to plaster the wall with cement, or with lime, and even so, Taisis says that certainly in this sefer we are definitely gerus v'sad besid. The igasin b'sefer isad besid im king tifshay to bereisha v'sad besid tran. As if so, then certainly in the reisha it should be pashut to the Gemara that certainly it means that you have to do both. Not only do you have to move your bar away from your friend's bar, but you also have to smear the walls of your pit with lime. The right would be midleik tani isad bereisha, as certainly in the reisha the gersa of the Mishnah is v'sad besid, and therefore by the fact that it didn't say isad bereisha. And therefore it must be that in both duration of Sefer we are gerus in the Mishnah of Visad Besid, and that's why the Gemara could have a suffix b'negei duration, that even though it uses the Vav, but in the Sefer also uses the Vav, and even so certainly in the Sefer means Oisad Besid, and maybe the ratio also means Oisad Besid. The The Mishnah continues, Machikin says Royim Vesamachrisha, Ves Meir Glaim, and Akhisa Shleshatvachim, that you have to distance your seeds as well as your plow, as well as urine, away from a Kaisal by three Tvachim. And in these cases, the Mishnah doesn't mention any option of coating the wall with Sid. Rashi explains, Royim Kushla Kaisal, Kinam Farish Vigamara, Machrisha, Murapis is Said of a Neufel, by plowing close by to the Kaisal of your friend, it's actually going to cause a weakening of its foundation and the wall will fall down. And Meir Glaim, and Masterson says, Levonim, Shein Shel Tit Yavesh will dissolve the bricks of the wall whose bricks are made out of dry tit. The Mishnah continues, Machikin as Rechayim, Shloshim and Ashechav, Shein Abor min Arechav. And as Rashi explains, that a millstone is bared for someone's wall, and Sheminidin's Hakaka, Begulgul Chavadosan, as because you're turning the millstone, that causes vibrations and that causes damage to the dirt and to the earth around someone's wall. And as we know, a millstone was made up of two stones. There was the upper millstone and the lower millstone. The upper millstone is called a Rechav as it rides on top of the lower millstone, and the lower millstone is called a shechev as it lies in the bottom and it lies on the floor. Of course, this comes from the Lashon of Shchiva, and the diameter of a lower millstone was a tefach more than the upper millstone, and therefore the Mishnah tells us that when Reuven distances his millstones away from the wall of Shimon, he has to make sure that the wall is three tefachim away from his lower millstone, which automatically will be four tefachim away from his upper millstone. And the main point of the Mishnah is that we measure the distance of three tefachim from the lower millstone and not from the upper millstone. And the Mishnah continues with a similar din, b'negayin oven, v'satana shleishim min akalya, shein abor min asafa. Rashi explains that Tana is a kli cheresu, the Tana was an earthenware keli, sarf pekifshon, and was heated up in a kiln. Shah kadir is just like any other pots, upivil maila, and its opening was on top, v'abola koiva ba'aretz, and if someone wants to install it in his ground, oisa binyan titva avonim, he would make some sort of a platform for it out of tit and stones, shiyul elabasis, which will act as a platform, or mashivan I say love, and you place it on top of that platform, as otherwise the kaka will actually cause the oven to be too cool, and therefore you create this platform for the oven. And this platform was made on an angle, and it was made slanty, it was wider on the bottom, the and it slanted towards the top, and it got smaller, and at the top of this platform, it was already the exact size of the tana. And Rashi explains, at the bottom part of this platform was called the kalya, and the upper part of the platform was called the safa, which is of course from the lashon of safa, which is the lashon of a lid or a lip. And Rashi states, and since the heat of the tana is bad for kaisel, therefore you have to distance it away from someone else's kaisel. And once again, the shear that you have to distance it is three tvachim, but the Mishnah tells us that you measure this from the bottom part of the base and not from the top part of the base. Therefore, when distancing your oven from your friend's wall, it will be three tvachim from the kalya, which actually automatically will be four from the upper lid or from the upper part of the base. And in the bottom cases that he explains that we're not talking about a base of a tana, but perusha b'yom tam, better the tana tzor m'matu v'msiyasa machiv u'boylet v'yotzi kishir tafach u'msiyasai meitzav o'ilo, that their ovens were like a potbelly stove, and at the bottom they were more narrow, then they got wider, and then once again they got narrower at the top. The center portion of the stove was a tefach wider than the other parts of the stove, and that's why the Mishnah tells us you have to move a tana three min akalya, which is the widest part of the stove, which will ultimately be abor min asafa, which are the narrower parts of the stove. And we continue on daf yudzayin and beis, and the Gemara begins pasach bebara v'sayim bekaisel, that the Mishnah begins liyach ba'adam bara samach l'bayri shel chaveri, and then the Mishnah states v'lo shiach v'lo ma'or v'lo amas amayim v'lo nevechas kaifsin elim kein hechim kaisel shel chaveri shloish etvachim. When the Mishnah states that you have to move your bar away from the bar of your friend, we are discussing be machik your pit away from the pit of your friend that is a structure that is below ground. And then the Mishnah states that you have to move a bar away from the kaisel of your friend, which is referring to a structure that is above the ground. And what is the Mishnah actually referring to? We will not be gurious to parentheses at this point, and we will see that in another couple of lines the Gemara will use this terminology and these words when asking its next question. And although we will now read the next part of the Gemara until the word Itmar, which is in six lines from now, however, we will not explain this in great detail, and we'll come back to this once we learn the rest of the Gemara. And the Gemara answers, Am Abaye v'itim Rabbi Huda. Abaye states, and some say it was Rabbi Huda, Mikaisel Bayri Shininu, when the Mishnah states, Elam Kein Hichel Mikaisel Shlachaveri Shleshet Tvachim, it doesn't actually mean that you have to move your bar away from your friend's wall that is an above ground structure, but it actually means that you have to move your bar away from the wall of your friend's bar, which is, of course, the wall of his bar that's a below ground structure. The Gemara now asks, if this is true, that we're actually talking about the wall of the bar, so the Mishnah should be clearer, and Velisni and the Mishnah should have stated, Elim Kain Hichuk Mibayu Shel Chaver, Gimel Tvachim, and it should have stated this beforeish, that one has to distance their bar 3 Tvachim away from the wall of the bar of their friend. And the Gemara answers, Hakam Ashbalon, the Kaisel Bar Shleisha Tvachim, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, the standard amount of dirt around a bar that is considered the wall of a bar is 3 Tvachim, and Benafkamina Lemecha Chamemka, and this would actually cause an afkamina in the case of Mecha Chamemka, Kedetani, as we learned to the Braisa, Ha'im Lechaveri, Boiva Kasla, Ani Meichelcha, if Reuven says to his friend Shimon that I am selling you a bar and its wall, so even though Reuven did not define what the size of the wall is, Sarach Shehea Kaisel Shleisha Tvachim, then we learn from our Mishnah that the Kaisel would have to be 3 Tvachim, and therefore when Reuven's selling the bar to Shimon, not only is he selling him the actual airspace of the bar and the actual inside of the bar, but Shimon would also acquire 3 tefachim of land around the bar. And the Gemara continues, and we'll bring machlekes between Abai and Rava, as if now we learned, habal lismach betzada mitza, if at the time that Reuven is digging his bar, Shimon does not yet have a bar on the other side of the property line and the other side of the field border, Abai un mislimach, so Abai says that the din of Mishnah doesn't apply, and Reuven could place his bar right next to the property line, and he doesn't have to be machaked at all, and Rava holds that although Shimon did not yet dig a pit in that area, however, Reuven still has a requirement to distance his bar 3 tefachim away from the property line and from the border between his and Shimon's field. The Gemara will now bring two different versions and clarify what the machlekes is between Abai and Rava and in what case the machlekes applies. And the Gemara begins with its first version that besada hasuy lebayish divrei hakol inu semech, that there is no question that even Abai would agree to Rava if both Reuven and Shimon's sadeis are sadeis that are generally used in order to make bayis and they would dig bayis, and certainly Abai would agree to Rava that Reuven cannot dig his bar unless he distances it from Shimon's field by 3 tefachim, as the likelihood is that Shimon will also dig a bar, and therefore Reuven is causing him hezek. However, ki pligi besada she'ina suyil bayis, and the machlekes between Abai and Rava is by a sada where it's not generally normal to dig a bar. Abai ayim esemech ta'ina suyil bayis, so Abai says that Reuven could dig a pit that is right next to the sada of Shimon, and he doesn't have to distance it by 3 tefachim, and since it's not normal to dig bayis in these fields, therefore Reuven is not going to necessarily damage Shimon, and therefore, as Tesis points out in Diva Maschel, Abai Oim Esemech, that Abai would hold that if Shimon at some later point decides that he wants to dig a bar, then Shimon would actually have to be machik his bar 6 tefachim away from Reuven. As ultimately, the actual share that is required to be away from someone else's bar is 6 tefachim total, 3 tefachim for your Kaisle bar and 3 tefachim for the Kaisle bar of your friend. And Rava Oma Oim Esemech, and Rava argues in Abai, and he holds that although it's true that this sod is in a suit of bayis, but even so, Reuven has to distance his bar 3 tefachim away from Shimon's field. As the Amalei kehichid at imlacht vechafat anonamli mamachna vechafana, that Shimon says to Reuven that although this soda is in a suit of bayis, but just like you decided that you will dig a pit, I may also decide to dig a pit, and I shouldn't lose out just because you dug your pit before I did, and therefore, even at this point, you have to distance your bar 3 tefachim away from my property. And Rashi explains what does it mean by a soda suy lebayis. Zok Rashi could go in base ashlochin shetzuich lahashkes toder. For example, like a soda that it doesn't grow with rainwater, and you need to water your plants and your vegetation. In that case, certainly it was normal to dig pits and dig irrigation canals. And lechira soda she'ena suy lebayis would be a soda that's a base habal, which grows on rainwater, and therefore it is not necessarily normal to dig pits in that type of a field. And keep in mind that when learning this sugya, we have to keep in mind the shita of Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisi. And the Rishonim point out that certainly Abai could be going in both Lefid Rabbanan and even according to Rabbi Yisi, even Rabbanan agree by Yisod Sheinu Nesui Lebayis that there is no requirement for the Mazik to distance himself. Reuven doesn't have to take into account that Shimon may at some point dig a pit, and therefore there's no requirement for Reuven to distance his bar, even according to Rabbanan, that hold Allah Mazik Lahachrik Es Atzmai. However, the Rishonim point out that Rav is only going according to the shita of Chachamim, as according to Rabbi Yisi, since we're talking about a scenario where it's not likely that Reuven is going to damage Shimon, as it's not normal for Shimon to dig pits. Therefore, certainly, with Rabbi Yisi, this would not be a case of giri delay, and it would not be chayiv. And even though, according to the second Lashon, the Gemara will actually discuss the shittas of Rabbi Yisi in the Chachamim, however, in this Lashon, the Gemara doesn't mention that Rav cannot go with Rabbi Yisi, as the Gemara doesn't care so much, because ultimately we're passing like the Chachamim, and therefore Rav is going like the Chachamim, and his shita fits in lefid halacha. And the Gemara continues, Ikid Amri, and others have the following version, that besodesh ina asu lebayis divrei hakol semech, that if it would be a Sada that's not a Suya Labarius, then even Rava would agree to Abaya that Reuven does not have to distance his bar from the Sada of Shimon and keep Pligi B'Sada HaSuya Labarius, and the only machlekes between Abaya and Rava is in a Sada where it's normal to dig pits, and Abaya and Mesoymech, Abaya holds that you don't have to distance your pit away from your friend's field, and you could actually place it right next to the border. And the Gemara now brings in the machlekes between the Rabbanon and Rabbesi that we previously mentioned, that Filo Rabbanon da Amri Machikin Sa Ilo Min Ibar Esu Mechamish Amo, and even according to Rabbanon that hold Nav Kafei Yom Beis, that Al Mazik Lahachik Zatzmai, and a person has to distance his tree away from the bar of his friend by 25 Amos. However, by a hold, in our case, Reuven would not have to distance his bar away from Shimon's field at all, and the Chiluk is that Hosamu Dub into the Kanata Isla Bar, that over there, we're talking about a scenario when Reuven was planting his tree, Shimon already had a bar, and therefore, although the actual damage will occur at a much later point, but ultimately, he was already the Mazik, and Al Mazik Lahachik Zatzmai, Aval Hacha Be'idu the Kachafa Laisla Bar. But over here, we're talking about a case where when Reuven is digging his bar, Shimon has not yet dug his bar, and even though it's a Sada Hasui Labayers, but ultimately Shimon's Sada is not yet there, and therefore even Rabbana would agree that Reuven does not have a requirement to distance his bar away from Shimon's field at all. And as Taisus pointed out, that Lefi Abaya, once Shimon decides to actually dig a pit, he would actually have to be machik that pit 6 tfachim from Reuven's pit. And the Gemara continues, V'Rav Amen, Rav states that since this Sada is Hasui Labayers, therefore in Yisemech, Reuven doesn't have a right to build his pit within 3 tfachim of Shimon's field, and he has to distance his bar away from Shimon's field, even though Shimon did not yet build his bar. And even according to Rabbi Yisi, that generally holds al nizik l'hachrik zatzmai hanimi l'chosam, that is only in the case on daf kafei and beis at the beginning of the kanata, as at the time that Reuven is planting his tree, let's know the shrush of the maskula labar, that the roots are not yet formed and they're not going to be mazik the bar, and since the hezek is occurring at a much later point, and therefore it's not going to be delay, therefore Rabbi Yisi holds al nizik l'hachrik zatzmai aval hacha. But in our case, amalei Shimon will say to Reuven, kol moru mar de kamakas kamarapis l'aroi, that every time that you're digging with your hoe, you're causing vibrations to the ground, and that is causing immediate hezek to me, and therefore it's giri delay. And even Rabbi Yisi would agree that Reuven has to distance his bar 3 tefachim away from Shimon's field. And let's remember that Taisus on Yudzayin Ben Aleph already brought this line of the Gemara in order to discuss how this fits into the Shita of the Ri. And of course, as we said, this line of the Gemara fits in Lefi Rashi, as the reason for the Achokos Habar is based on vibrations and not based on liquid and not based on leakage. The Gemara continues and brings a diak from our Mishnah. Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, Lo Yachba Adam Bar Samach L'Bayir Shechaveri, that Reuven cannot dig a pit if it's close to the pit of his friend Shimon. And the Gemara is Medayik, Taimed Ikabar, that the only reason why Reuven has to distance his bar is only because Shimon already has a bar in that area, Haleka Bar Soymech, but it's Mashma that if Shimon would not have a bar there, then Reuven would have a right to build his bar right next to the property line. There would be no requirement for Reuven to distance his bar from Shimon's property. The Gemara will now ask a question on Rava based on the first version of how to explain the machlekes between Abai and Rava. And the Gemara explains, Bishleim al-hach lishna da'amrit b'sada she'in asu l'beris divra kol soymech. Bishleim, according to the second version as to how to explain the machlekes between Abai and Rava, which stated that even Rava agrees to Abaya that if there's a sada which is not normal to make beris in, then even Rava agrees in the scenario where Shimon did not yet dig his bar, then there is no requirement for Reuven to distance his bar, and Reuven could dig his bar right next to that property line. Then, of course, our Mishnah can work out both according to Abaya and even according to Rava. And as the Gemara explains, Masnisin b'sada she'ina asu l'beris, and therefore we'll explain that our Mishnah is talking about a sada which is not normal to make beris in, and that's why the Mishnah stated that the only issue of actually baking a bar next to your friend's field is only if he already had a bar there, as the Mishnah stated, L'yachba Adam Bar, Samach L'Bayush HaChaveri. But if Shimon did not yet build a bar, then Reuven would actually not have to distance his bar from Shimon's Sada and from the property line. However, the Gemara continues, L'hach Lishin Da'amrit B'Sada She'in Asu L'Bayus Pligi. But according to the first version of our Gemara that stated that the machlekes between Abai and Rava is specifically in a Sada She'in Asu L'Bayus, so certainly our Mishnah cannot be talking about a Sada Hasu L'Bayus, as in that case, all would agree that even if Shimon did not yet dig a bar, that Reuven cannot place his bar next to the borderline and next to the property line between their sadeis, and he has to distance himself 3 tvachim. And certainly that can't be the case of our Mishnah. Elamai, the case of the Mishnah is by a sada she'ina asui l'bayis, and the Gemara explains bishleim l'abaya nicha. So that would work out very well according to Abaya, because Abaya holds that in the case where that is a sada she'in asur lebaris, and the only time that Reuven would actually have to distance his bar is only if Shimon already had a bar in his rishus. However, if Shimon did not yet dig his bar, then Reuven could be soymich his bar right next to the property line, and therefore the diak of the Mishnah makes a lot of sense. The Mishnah stated that the only time that Reuven has to distance his bar is only if Shimon already had a pre-existing bar. However, as we move diak from the Mishnah, if Shimon did not yet build his bar, then Reuven would not have to distance his bar from the property line. However, Rava Kasha, but according to Rava, how will we understand that Mishnah? Why would the Mishnah tell us that the only time that someone cannot dig his bar right next to the field of his friend is only Samach Bayer Shel Chaveri, and it's because Shimon already had his bar that was dug in the field and it already existed? If L'chari L'fi Rava, the Diak is incorrect, and the Mishnah actually should have taught us that even if Shimon did not yet dig his bar, then Reuven can still not dig his bar if it's within three tvachim of his friend's field and within three tvachim of the property line. And the Gemara responds, Amal Charava, that Rava will answer, Ha'itma Allah, that will Lemaisa we explain our Mishnah, that Amal Abaye v'itim Rabbi Yehuda, that Abaye stated, and some say it was Rabbi Yehuda, Mikaisel Bayrishin, you know, that in Chanami, when the Mishnah stated, Le'ach Ba'adam Bar, Samach Le'Bayrish HaChaveri, then changed its Lashon and stated, Elin Kein Hichok, Mikaisel HaChaveri, Shleish HaTvachim, the Mishnah was actually trying to teach us this Chiddush, that even in a case where Shimon already dug his pit prior to Reuven digging his pit, that Shimon also had to leave three tvachim, and that's why the Mishnah taught us that when Reuven now digs his pit, then Reuven has to dig his pit three tvachim away from the wall of Shimon's pit, and we already defined that the wall of Shimon's pit is three tvachim wide. And as Rashi explains, how itma Allah mikaisel bayrishininu v'lemadu ba, and we medayik from that lashon she'afarishet huskok lahachrik, that even the first person that digs a bar has to distance himself from the property line of Reuven kedig kaisel the share of a kaisel shehu shleishet tvachim kedamaron, and that is a share of three tvachim as we previously defined. And Gemara continues, ikadamri, and others have the following version of this Gemara, and according to this version, the question of the Gemara will actually be on Abaya. The gist of the Bach is that Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Layach ba'adam bar, samach l'bayu shachaveri, ve'it ba'Allah, and we already explained, Am Abaya v'itim Rabbi Yehuda, that Abaya stated, and some say it was Rabbi Yehuda, mekaisel bayu shininu, and therefore we medayik, that even if Shimon was the first one to dig a pit in his own rishus, that he had to make sure to leave an area of three tefachim for the walls of his bar, and even though Reuven did not yet build his bar, Shimon was still obligated to distance his bar three tefachim away from the property line. And the Gemara continues to explain how this will be a question on Abaya, as Bishleim l'haklisha da'amrit b'sada asui l'bayers divra akol in yisemech, as Bishleim according to the first version of the explanation that we had as to the machlekes between Abaya and Rava, that stated that even Abaya agrees to Rava that in the case where there's a sada asui l'bayers, and even in a case where one of the neighbors wants to dig a bar prior to the other neighbor having a bar there, that he also has to be machik three amos from the wall. And certainly if you rub it, the Mishnah works out very well, as the Mishnah could be talking about a case of sada she'ina asui l'bayers, and even so the first person that built the wall has to distance his bar and he can't be saimach. But even according to Abaya, although we can't explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case of sada she'ina asui l'bayers, as in that case Abaya holds that the first person that builds a bar does not have to distance himself and can be saimach. However, we will explain that according to Abaya, masnisim b'sada asui l'bayers, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where it was a sada asui l'bayers, and Abaya also agrees that even the first one that digs a bar has to distance himself three tefachim from the property line. However, the Gemara continues, Allahach lishna da'amr b'sada asui l'bayers pligi, but according to the second lashon that stated that the machlekes between Abaya and Rava is only in the case of sada asui l'bayers, but in the case of sada she'ina asui l'bayers, then even Rava agrees that the first person that comes to dig his bar there can be seimech directly next to the property line. So Bishleim l'Rava nicha, that although you can't explain the Mishnah that it's talking about a sada she'ina asui l'bayers, but according to Rava, we can explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case of sada asui l'bayers, and that's why even the first person that went and dug his pit had to actually build a wall for that pit. And that's why the Mishnah taught us le'ach ba'adam bar, samach l'kaisel bayers shel chaveri. However, the Gemara is a la'abaya kasha, but according to Abaya that hold that in all cases, and even by a sada hasuya l'bayers, that the first person that digs a bar does not have to be machik his bar from his friend's chatzar and from the property line, then how could Abaya himself explain our Mishnah that the Mishnah should be read as le'ach ba'adam bar, samach l'kaisel bayers shel chaveri, if the first person who dug his bar prior to the other person digging a bar did not have to leave any space for his kaisel bayrei, and he could have built his bar right adjacent to the property line? The Gemara continues, Amal Chabaya, Abaya will explain, Mastis and Shbo, Lachba Babasachas, that in a Chanami, the case of a Mishnah, law is specifically in a scenario where Reuven and Shimon decide to build a bar at the same time, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's Sada Asuya Labayas or Sada She'ina Asuya Labayas. But at this point, Lemaisa, Reuven and Shimon are both being matzik each other, therefore each one of them has to distance their bar 3 tvachim away from the property line, and that is pshat when the Mishnah states Leyach Ba'adim Bar, some Chesel Bayer Shachaveri, that each one cannot build their bar in 3 tvachim of the Chesel Bayer of the friend that the friend will be building at this moment. Now that we saw the two different versions of this Gemara, so now we can go back and try to understand the Gemara at the top of Daf Yun Zayin Amabez, as the Gemara started Pasuk Bar V'Sayim B'Chesel, and Om Abaya B'Tim Rabbi Yehuda, and Abaya stated, and some say it was Rabbi Yehuda, M'Chesel Bayer Shininu. We now have to plug and play the Terutzim of our Gemara into that prior Gemara. And for example, according to the first version of our Gemara, then Lefi Rava, Abaya's Teretz is, in the Hanami, even the first person that digs a bar has to also distance himself 3 tvachim from his property line. And according to the second version of our Gemara, then at least according to the second Lashon, as to what the Machlekes between Abaya and Rava pertains to, then we would have to explain that when Abaya stated, Mikosel Bayer Shininu, he's specifically talking about a scenario where Reuven and Shimon decided to dig a pit at the same time. But in the Hanami, if Reuven decided to dig a pit and Shimon did not yet have the pit in his chatzar, then Reuven could actually dig his pit right next to the property line and he doesn't have to distance himself 3 tvachim. And then the Gemara continued and asked, V'listnei elam kin hirchuk min boyer shel chaver gimel tvachim, then l'chir in the Sefer, why do we have to mention the chisla at all? What we should have said is, elam kin hirchuk min boyer shel chaver gimel tvachim. And of course, Rashi is bothered that certainly we couldn't say min boyer shel chaver gimel tvachim, as one would think that all you have to distance yourself is 3 tvachim from the airspace of Shimon's bar, and that's not true, as you actually have to be 6 tvachim away, because you need 3 tvachim for the wall of your bar, and 3 tvachim for the wall of your friend's bar. Rashi explains, but now you're down in Mekleisel Kama, the Imechala Bayer Kama, as if we're talking about the airspace of the bar, Ein Zeh Kleinus L'Teich Shilei Klum, then he's not going to be Kleinus inside his field at all, U'pam Shu Seisa Af Kleisel Chaveru in Muracha Mishleisha, as if Reuven is building a bar, and his friend already has a bar that is already dug more than 3 tvachim away from the property line, then when Reuven will build his bar, it would be mashma from the Mishnah that Reuven will be able to build his bar within 3 tvachim of the airspace of Shimon's bar, and certainly Reuven can't build his bar in Shimon's property, and therefore the Gemara is that l'chira, if the Mishnah would have stayed in Elam Ken Hichum Yibayr Shal Chavir Gimel Tvachim, we would certainly understand that doesn't mean from the airspace of Shimon's bar, but it means from the wall of Shimon's bar. The Gemara answers, Hakam Mashmalan, the Kaisel Bar, Shleisha Tvachim, and Ben Afkaminal, and Mecha Chamemka, and Ayin Rashi, how he explained this point, and Ayin Tesadiva Maskal, and my Nafkaminal, and Mecha Chamemka, the Hakraf Kusale Itzrich Larava, that certainly we don't need an Afkamina according to Rava, the Hakam Mashmalan, that the point of the Mishnah is actually that even if Reuven is the first person that wants to dig a bar in this area, that even so he's required to distance his bar by 3 Tvachim, and it's Asal Lismaich, and Tesis therefore says that when the Gemara says, Lemayin Afkamina, the Gemara's question is, Dafkal Fi Abaya, based on the way that we explain the Sheet of Abaya according to the Lishna Basra, and Fi Abaya, it's always Mutta for the first person that's going to dig a bar to actually be Samech and not create a distance of 3 Tvachim between his bar and between the property line, and therefore the Gemara is bothered that according to Abaya, why do we have to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven and Shimon decided to dig this pit at the same time, and therefore they each have to distance their pit away from the borderline and away from the property line by 3 tvachim to create an area of 6 tvachim between each of the barriers. If L'chayr, the Mishnah could speak about a case which would be much simpler, where Reuven is coming to dig a bar and Shimon already dug his bar, and as Abaya held, Shimon went and dug his bar right next to the property line, as there was no requirement for him to distance his bar since Reuven did not yet dig his bar, and now when Reuven digs his bar, then the Mishnah would teach us that Reuven has to distance his bar 6 tvachim away from the property line and away from Shimon's bar. The Gemara responds, Nafkamina l'mecha chamemka, that in the Chanami, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the standard share for the wall of a bar is 3 tvachim, and if Reuven tells Shimon that I'm selling you a bar and its wall, then even though he didn't specify the size of the wall, then Shimon acquires an area of 3 tvachim all the way around the circumference of the bar, and we will stop over here.